I'm only going to say this once, so listen. When doing business with gods and spirits or demons of any kind, it's good to bear in mind that they don't work on the same timescale as you. If one of the gods says, "Just wait here a minute, mate, I'm just popping off to the loo," don't be surprised to find yourself dead and in a large shiny case in a museum by the time they get back. Well, it's like this. 1 second in heaven is about 3 years on earth. And considering the average life expectancy for men and women is 76 years, you and your friends are actually around for just 23 seconds. Not that it bothers the gods. Take the Jade Emperor of the Western Paradise. He's got so bored that he's left heaven and renamed himself Larry Piskay. He's got his own show in Las Vegas, which he's rehearsing as we speak with his agent Rodin.
If you could please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only, the enlightened, that entertainer of the ages, Mr. Larry Piskay!
Sorry, did I hear that right? Entertainer of the ages? Did I okay that?
This is the rehearsal, Larry. I said whatever came into my head.
This is not the moment for you saying whatever comes into your head. Need I remind you that I've written people into the books of the dead for less?
Don't go nuclear on me, Larry. There's still time to get this right.
Don't go nuclear? This has got to be better than right, Ronan. I've been waiting 4,000 aeons for this moment. Do you know how many Earth years there are in an aeon?
129,600, Larry.
And don't you forget it. The sound of one hand clapping is the sound of a bored audience. Nothing else.
I want this just as much as you. Can we take it from the top?
Just so long as you understand, Rodin, they don't need to know I'm immortal. They need to think that I'm young.
I know, Larry. Would I be your agent unless I'd received enlightenment, eh?
No.
Okay, from the top. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only, the fabulous, the youthful Larry Piskay!
What in hell's name was that?
I'll go look, Larry.
I will just practice some intersong repartee. Ladies, it gets kind of cold in the desert at night.
You're gonna miss these undergarments.
But if you do insist,
I'll make them into parachutes if we should ever happen to fall out of love.
There's an old Chinese proverb that says, a crowded lift will always smell differently to a midget. I think it was Lao Tzu that said it, and I should know. Because Lao Tzu is 3 foot tall, and I just farted in the lift next to him. 25 years ago, when he had just finished putting on the roof of this tower block, the builders found he had 1 ton of cement left over. Well, they left it there and went home. Well, since then, the cement has received the truth of heaven, the essence of the sun, and the splendor of the moon, and not surprisingly, become magically fertile. It's about to give birth. That's why we're here. Just one word of warning. When that door opens, stay very close. He mustn't see us under any circumstances. The first human being that he sees, he'll think is his agent.
You have to be in the right mood for monkeys. In India, the monkeys have got so cheeky and so clever, they've learned how to use the buses. Hey you, monkey! Don't throw your banana skins over the side!
I don't think that we can risk going any closer. It's about to start.
Hello, London! It's Monkey! I've arrived! You can stop using sugar in your tea now! I am sweet enough! North London, I can see you being naughty, and I like it. East London, I have this overwhelming urge to put you in my pouch. West London, let's meet on Tuesday and have lunch. I'll pay. South London, what can I say? I like the look of you. And all you little monkeys, from this day on, I will always look after you, and I will be your king. Look, little ones! We have our first visitor! Hey you, flying on the pink cloud! Come and say hello to Monkey! It's his birthday!
It's Rodin, the Jade Emperor's agent. If he gets off the cloud, he'll regret it. Too late.
Get off me!
What's wrong? I don't have fleas! All I wanted to do was give my new agent a hug!
I am not your agent!
Why not? It's easy! People will come and ask me to be in their show for money, and all you have to do is tell me if it's a good idea or not!
Listen, there's been some mistake.
Is it because I is a monkey?
No.
Nobody likes monkeys!
Look, why the hell do you want an agent?
You know the proverb, man who has no soul is undead. Man with no agent is unfamous!
But you're a monkey. Monkeys do not get shows on TV!
Why not? I got 9 apertures!
Look, monkey, I can't be your agent. And it's not just because you're a monkey. You see, I already have my hands full looking after the Jade Emperor in Las Vegas.
He sounds like a has-been! I never heard of him!
That's because you've been alive for less than 2 minutes?
So?
Can you walk on 2 legs?
Not yet.
Monkey, the Jade Emperor did not get to where he is overnight. Get some experience, then get an agent.
But I am really very talented!
Monkey, have a look around, go to some auditions. If you still want to be famous in 1,000 years' time, give me a call. I gotta get back to the Jade Emperor.
Hey, just one hug before you go!
Larry, you are never gonna believe this. There's some...
Hold on! You take that cloud back outside and you start again, okay?
Okay, okay. There's some old cement on the roof of this project in England that produced a magic egg. And when the wind blew on it, it turned into a stone monkey. When he moved his eyes, a golden light shot towards Las Vegas. And that's what caused the feedback on the PA.
You know what, Rodin? Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing.
The star of our show, Monkey, has decided to follow Rodin's advice. He's decided that in order to be discovered, you must play the game of being found. He went straight for the audition to be a pop idol.
Waiting, waiting, waiting! That's all you ever make us do! They should call this program Bus Stop, not Pop Idol!
What are you gonna sing for us?
Oh, I really can't be bothered anymore. I am infinitely more talented than all of you put together. It will just annoy me.
Not surprisingly, Monkey didn't get any further. So he went home.
I'm sick of it, little monkey. Even if I blew multicolored lottery balls live from my backside every Saturday night, they still would not give me a show.
Don't upset yourself. Look around. Do some dancing. We monkeys have everything we possibly want!
I know, and I should be happy! But I have this terrible feeling inside!
What feeling?
That no matter what I do, what I say, or what I think, it's not enough!
Oh, I know what's happened. You've become a hungry ghost!
A hungry ghost? But what does that mean?
It means, great monkey, that at the end of your allotted days, you will be arrested, taken to the underworld, where you will stay until they think you are good enough to get another chance.
But I don't want to die. I like myself the way I am. There must be something I can do.
As far as I know, there are only 3 types of being who are not subject to the turning wheel of life and rebirth. They are Buddhas, immortals, and sages!
Buddhas, immortals, and sages! I would like to meet some of those guys! Where can I meet them?
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said it.
Only 2 things in this life are certain. One is that everyone will reach enlightenment in the end. The other, that if a man go to bed at night worried about sex, he will always wake up with solution in hand. Monkey has caught religion, which makes a change from fleas. From the moment he stepped out of the lift, fate favoured him, and he found himself in front of the master of the Monastery of the Fruit and Flowers in Plum Village, just off the Pearly Way, Croydon.
Master, as a new pupil, I pay my humble respect.
Where do you come from?
I come from England.
Go away. I know people from there. It's no good supposing any one of them is going to achieve enlightenment.
No, I am not like them.
Show me your tongue. Much too fat. It shows you talk too much and don't listen. You like that chef of the television, Jamie Oliver.
No, master, he is a monkey. I am a monkey.
Same difference. What's your family name?
I don't have a family.
I suppose you grew on a tree.
Not exactly. I came out of a block of cement. When the time came, I burst out!
Well, it complicates the paperwork. But if you're going to stay, you're going to need a new name in religion. You are of the Eight Order, so that makes you Monkey Aware of Vacuity.
Monkey Aware of Vacuity! Ha ha! I like it!
Now get out. I don't want to see you again for at least another 10 years. Show him back outside to the gateless gate. You may start him in the kitchens in about a year or so.
Woo-hoo!
You can't blame Monkey for getting overexcited. He's taken his first steps towards immortality. As the saying goes, man who keep feet too firmly on ground will find great difficulty putting on underpants. The year passed quickly enough, and Monkey was shown his first task.
Slice on, slice off. Slice on.
What's he doing, slice, Brother Bernard?
Slice on.
He's learning to place banana and bacon onto thickly peanut buttered white bread. Then he takes them off again. He's amazing.
How long must he do it for?
5 years.
5 years? But it only takes 5 seconds! I would have fed the third world by now if I were doing it.
What you must understand, Monkey, is that he is doing it with his entire being. He is the banana. He is the bread. He's not thinking of anything else.
Oh, and that helps you settle the Rottweiler in the mind.
No, it just helps you to remember what to do next.
This is pointless!
Master!
I was quite right to call you Monkey Aware of Vacuity. You certainly seem aware of what is pointless and what is not. Monkey, tell me what happens when one day Heaven discovers you have escaped death and been alive for 500 years.
I don't know, Master.
He will send down a ball of lightning to finish you off there and then. This is the first calamity. After another 500 years, if you're not already dead, Heaven will then send down fire which will devour you whole. It is neither common fire nor celestial fire, but it springs out from within and consumes your vitals. It will reduce your frame to ashes in less than a minute, making a vanity of all your years of self-perfection. But even if you escape this, there is the third calamity. After another 500 years, a wind will come and blow on you. Not the east wind, nor the south wind, nor the flower wind. It enters via the belly button, then through the bowels, through the midriff, and out of the 9 apertures. It melts bone and flesh so that the whole body dissolves.
Stop, please stop. Have pity. Please tell me how I can avoid the calamity.
You are what you eat, Monkey. If you know how to cake your vital organs in a layer of such impenetrable fat, then you will always be able to escape the 3 calamities. Now, Monkey, didn't I say that I didn't want to see you for 10 years, and here we are talking? I must now beat you, so you'll never forget this lesson. You have displeased me. Now, Monkey, show me your behind.
Ow! Ow! What? Get out! That one really hurt!
The other monks were furious with Monkey for upsetting the master. But he wasn't upset. No. He understood the secret language of signs, and that when the master had lamped him, it really meant that he must proceed to the master's inner sanctum at the 3rd hour of the night to receive special instruction.
Master, you call for me?
You awful monkey. Why do you sleep on your mat?
But you ordered me to come with your stick!
Alright, alright. Fair point.
teach me how to become immortal!
There are 360 different schools of wisdom, Monkey. Which one would you like to teach?
Oh, I don't mind. They're all the same to me if they lead to immortality.
Bring me my ting and I'll show you some of the schools.
What ting? I see many tings all around me.
No, Monkey. I'm not pretending to be Jamaican. A ting is a copper cauldron. Mine is over there. Please bring it.
Oh, that ting.
Now look inside. What do you see?
Chicken! Chow mein! Very nice!
That's the wrong thing. Bring me that thing over there.
Wow! Go on. When I look inside, I am blinded with huge sets of perfect teeth. There are hundreds of monks grooming each other's chest hair. You are there too, Master. You are saying something, but I can't make it out.
These monks are called the bootleg Bee Gees. They are the monks who have chosen to be illumined through imitation of Bee Gees. Do you wish to join that school, Monkey?
Will it make me immortal?
Trying to stay alive by imitating staying alive is like the man who goes through the airport's turnstile, sideways.
Why do you immortals always talk in riddles?
Man who goes through airport turnstile sideways is going to Bangkok.
Ah. I don't like the sound of that. Show me another.
We call the monks the Beyond Agains. They are the monks and nuns who have chosen illumination by becoming devotees of Abba.
What does it involve?
Well, growing your hair and beard, a low-fat diet of raw mackerel, careful breathing.
But should I live forever?
Trying to find immortality through devoting yourself to Abba is like a man playing leapfrog with a unicorn. Very unwise.
Why does illumination always sound so painful? Show me another!
How about I tell you the names of them all and you stop me when you hear one you like, hmm?
Okay.
Alanis more or less?
No.
Pink Void?
No.
Stop saying no after everything, just listen!
Sorry, Master.
The Bleach Boys, Slack Babat, Fred Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac, Limp Bizkit, Suspiciously Elvis, The Next Pistols.
Yeah, that one! Suspicious something!
Suspiciously Elvis?
Yes!
Ah, you have chosen the most popular route to immortality. This school involves various exercises, including pulling the belly into the rhinestone, dodging the salad, sleezing the chorus line, pouting and gyrating.
Will doing these things make me live forever?
Trying to find immortality through Elvis is like the man who sits on the drawing pin.
You're doing it again!
He soon gets the point. The only route to immortality is through imitation on those who have already achieved it. There are not many who will be remembered forever, but Elvis is one. If you follow this route, then in every action, you must strive to be more like him.
Aha!
No. Uh-huh. You must speak like Elvis. You must look like Elvis. And above all, you must sing like him.
That's very good, because singing is right up my alley.
Repeat after me.
I'm just a hunk of burning love.
I'm just a hunk of burning love.
Rubbish. Again.
I'm just a hunk of burning love.
I'm just a hunk of burning love.
Rubbish again.
Okay. I'm just a hunk of. Something's happening to me, Master. Oh, yeah. They give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine.
Huh?
Oh, what's happening, man? They give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine.
Aww.
Give me a mighty old creek in Texas, any old time.
Rubbish again!
We get us some favor and black pumpernickel for chow.
Yeah!
We get us some favor and black pumpernickel for chow.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, something's happening to my legs, man. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of Texas cow.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah! I got my up, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues, yeah. From my GI hair to the heels of my GI shoes, yeah. And if I don't get stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Master.
We'll get hoss and feather and black pumpernickel for chow.
Rubbish. Do it again. Rubbish.
I blow my next month's pay for a slice of Texas cow.
Hello, Monkey. What are you doing?
I'm flying, Brother Bernard!
That's not flying. That's hopping very high.
I promise you I will have it by tonight! Yesterday, I mastered the entire sutra!
Oh, you're dirty baka. Mind your ninth aperture, lads.
Not the Kama Sutra, you idiot! The Transformation Sutra! I can now change into anything I wish!
This should test you. I want you to turn into a cafe nerd coffee shop.
Fine! A small spell, a little shake. Yes, can I help you?
One cappuccino, please.
Regular or unfinishable?
Now turn into a...
Oh, it's making all this noise! And why is there a cafe nerd coffee shop next to the pagoda? Owner, who saw the land from under my nose?
Actually, Master, I was just demonstrating some transformations for fun!
Monkey, come here!
Yes, Master?
What are you doing playing with your spiritual powers? Do you think I taught them to you so you could show off?
But, Master...
What if someone asked you how you did it, And what if you don't tell them? They will beat you! And what if you do tell them? Then everyone will do it! There will be a cafe nerd coffee shop at the corner of every street!
I'm sorry, Master.
I won't punish you, but you can't stay here anymore.
But I am happy here!
No! You must go, and as quickly as you can!
But I can't go, not until I have repaid your kindness!
I don't want repaying! Wherever you go, I am convinced that you will come to no good. I absolutely forbid you to ever say that you are my disciple.
Don't worry, I won't say anything! I'm leaving now! Okay, take it easy! Have a nice life! I see you again!
Aww, Monkey has left the monastery.
If you've ever wondered why anyone who thinks they're funny says things like, Jeremy has left the building, well, it's because of Elvis. He never once in his life did an encore. So to get the crowds to go, they would announce it on a tannoy. Elvis has left the building. I bore myself sometimes.
These magical powers are great fun! I can grow small, or if I want to, I can grow big, to the size of a mountain!
Great sage!
Yes, a little one!
Forgive me for disturbing you during your cosmic manifestation, but there are two men outside to see you.
And what do they want?
They say they've come to take you to the underworld because your allotted number of days is up.
How annoying! I was just beginning to enjoy myself!
What shall I do?
Make them some tea and... No, hang on. I'm immortal now! They shouldn't be bothering me at all! Tell them to... Naff off!
Master, they said you have to come now or they'll drag you there personally.
Let them try! If they could see through these clouds, they would know that my eyes are blazing like thunder. And my mouth is a ravenous blood bowl, and my teeth are as big as a Guernsey!
Besides, they'll never recognize me as Elvis Presley.
Monkey!
Howdy, officers. What can I do for you?
You are Monkey?
My ancestors were once monkeys, but I like to think that I've evolved a little since then. My name is Presley, Elvis A. Presley.
Monkey, you're 100,000 foot tall. Elvis was 5'10". And his flares were not the size of the Yangtze River. There is no escape from the Book of Death.
No siree, but you do have the wrong guy. You know, this whole situation does remind me of a song I once sang.
Oh, that's enough, Monkey. Cheating the Book of Death is a punishable by death.
Them's fighting words, sir.
You are not the only one capable of cosmic manifestation.
You want a taste of Elvis's cudgel, do you, huh?
Well, let me tell you something! Elvis Aaron Presley, he like a fight as well! Hey, take that! Take that!
Udo!
Hey, don't go! Hey, don't go too low, you dirty bastard! Hey, ha ha ha! Take that! And that!
Udo!
Oh, you hit me on my buttock!
Well, thank you very much!
Oh, no pinching you like a woman!
Hey, take that one last time!
You hit like a girl!
Harappa!
Take that! Return you to sender!
Well, disguising myself as Elvis did not save me. I am going to have to get my hands on some proper weapon one of these days. Little one, I am going to the underworld to sort things out once and for all.
Ben, please.
Why did you send two people to arrest me if you don't know who I am? I am monkey aware of vacuity and I am immortal. Who are you?
We are the 10 judges of the living and the dead. Sorry.
And you're in charge of deciding who lives and who dies, right?
Yes.
In which case, you definitely should not make mistakes.
There is no need to lose your temper. It's a case of mistaken identity. The world is a very big place. There are often people with the same name.
Rubbish! Be quick and bring me the books of the dead and we will clear this up once and for all. Come on, I may be immortal, but I haven't got all day. Hurry or I will pound you to dust.
Here.
There. Soul 3150. Parentage, natural product. Description, stone monkey. Lifespan 3-4-2 years. A peaceful end. Well, that bit's wrong. I haven't got a lifespan at all. I will just cross it all out and the names of my little friends. There, that's done. There'll be no more bothering monkey now. Goodbye!
We got troubles, Larry.
What kind of troubles, Rodin?
Monkey troubles, Larry. We got the 10 judges of the Quick and the Dead backstage complaining about that stone monkey.
He's still around?
Yeah, Larry, only now he's...
Well, just show them in, Rodin.
Right.
We don't often have the pleasure of seeing you guys up here. Judges of the living and the dead, welcome! Drinks, anyone? Cigars?
Emperor, we respectfully submit that Las Vegas is for spirits and the underworld is for ghosts. Sorry. Darkness and light each must have their succession.
Right, right. And, what's the problem?
A sinking monkey. Who thinks he is immortal, has come down to the underworld and removed his name from the Book of the Dead, as well as the names of all his monkey friends.
Okay, you guys should just relax. Go back to the underworld and I'll take care of the monkey. Here's a copy of my latest record. One for you, 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 and one for you.
Thank you, Larry.
Those guys are so weird. Rodin, you didn't tell me this monkey had become immortal. Who's his agent?
Larry, any creature with 9 apertures is capable of achieving immortality.
Spare me the cosmology, Rodin. I haven't the time. What I want to know is what we are going to do about it. I open in 2 years, goddammit!
Larry, this monkey guy is a nobody. You're the star. I always say, why start a war when you don't have to? Just give the monkey some official work in Vegas. We keep an eye on him. If he's good, we promote him. If he's not, we take him out of the desert.
Rodin, if you weren't married 5 times already, I'd turn into my female manifestation and kiss you.
I could always turn into my female manifestation, Larry.
I already thought you were in your female manifestation. Now, go fix me a drink.
So what will happen to Monkey now? What job will they give him in heavenly Las Vegas? If you don't know, then you must listen to the next episode of
Monkey!
I love Vegas in the summer.
Monkey, adapted from the original by Christopher Hogg, with Paul Hugh as Monkey, Jason Chan as the Zen Master, Paul Chan as the narrator, Matthew Eggleton as the Jade Emperor, Matt Collins as Rodin, technical assistance by Daniel Benser and Alex Yardley.
Like it's Egypt and I am Nasser. I love Vegas.